You know, the problem today is people are more stressed than ever, which prevents them from reaching their potential due to overwhelm, inactivity, and even exhaustion. People say they're not reaching their goals because they're procrastinators or just too busy. In the next 15 minutes or so, you'll learn what's happening in your brain that's keeping you stressed and overwhelmed, preventing you from reaching top performance, and what you can do about it. This is the first session of Discover the 3 Proven Brain Secrets to Eliminate Stress, Anxiety, and Overwhelm. We're talking with Leanna Frederick, mindset life coach for peak performers and founder of AmazingMondays.com. Leanna works with extremely successful people who have reached peak performance in at least one area of their lives, and she maximizes their beliefs and mindset to keep the success they have and accomplish even more in all areas of their lives. Over the last 12 years, Leanna has developed her own coaching program combining best practices of several coaching techniques such as EFT, NLP, Psych-K, kinesiology, and others to help clients actually rewire their brain for absolute peak performance. She is a mindset coach for Laura Langmire's Live Out Loud organization and has trained coaches for Anthony Robbins. Leanna has also co-written 3 books which cover aspects of the multimodal coaching style she practices. Welcome, Leanna.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
I'm excited that today we get to learn about the first secret that can make or break our success. So, Leanna, tell me, what part of the brain are we going to talk about today that can make or break our success?
Well, the part of the brain we're going to be talking about is called the amygdala, and it's the fear center of the brain. It's the part that registers fear first. And it can make or break us by making us too afraid to move forward in our lives. Or if we can learn to keep it calm, then we can do a lot in our lives. In fact, an example of this is an executive who began having panic attacks. He was probably in his early 50s. And so he was wondering, why am I experiencing this? I've never experienced this before. And what he found out is, ever since he was very young, he knew he wanted to start his own business, but he was afraid to do it. And he went the secure route, or what he considered secure, and went into corporate America, worked his way up in his company, ended up at the executive level. But now, after years and years of having that conflict in beliefs between saying, on the one hand, I really want to start my own business, and the other hand, no, I want to stay secure. Having that conflict for years, that low-level stress on the amygdala, then caused him to eventually experience panic attacks.
So would you say then that it is the amygdala what we usually call like the lizard brain?
I've heard it called that, yeah. And it is part of maybe our primal brain, where it was helpful in the past and not so helpful now.
Okay. So tell me, can you give us a quick example of the amygdala in action?
Yeah. Well, there's just a real simple one that you can do. So you that are listening, just take a minute to close your eyes. And I would like you to imagine that you are on the 10th floor of a building and you're standing right beside the window. You're looking down those 10 floors, down to the ground. You can see the cars, the small old cars down there, and people walking by. And now I'd like you to imagine that you're opening the window, and there's a little ledge, a 4-inch ledge outside the window. Now imagine that you are stepping on that ledge and looking down. And so, if you're like most of us, you probably have sweaty palms about now. Your mouth might be dry. You might have a racing heart. and yet nothing is happening. You're just imagining it. That's the amygdala. It's very sensitive, and it doesn't know the difference between imagined fear or real fear. It still sends out the same fear messages, and then our bodies respond with the sweaty palms and all the other symptoms we have around fear.
Yeah, you know, I was standing out there. I was going, holy cow! So I felt the same butterflies in my stomach, yeah. Same sweaty palms, and little shivers like, I need to get back inside.
Right.
So how does the amygdala do its business? How does it work?
Well, it is super sensitive. And so it's constantly we are looking in our environment. And if it notices anything that it's afraid of or thinks that is fearful at all or dangerous to us, it is stimulated. And then it starts sending chemicals and messages out to the rest of our brain to then have all the experience of anxiety that we feel. In the past, it was super helpful to us when we were being chased by predators most days. And it still can be helpful to us, but it's a little too sensitive, I think, for the world that we live in. And so we really need to learn to work with it.
So you're saying that it used to be there to keep us safe
from
real danger.
Right, as an early warning system that something is dangerous and you need to pay attention.
And so our society is a little safer now than, say, it was when the saber-toothed tiger was chasing us down. But
right.
It's still the same reaction we get.
Same level of reaction as with the saber-toothed tiger. It's probably how come we're here. Is because our ancestors were really good at listening to it.
So, can you share with our listeners and with me some of the research that is occurring or has occurred on the amygdala or about the amygdala and that kind of thing?
Yeah, there's some fascinating research out on the amygdala. And what they did, the researchers did, is brought in a group of people who were blind, completely blind. They couldn't see at all. And they put up on a screen in the room frightening pictures. They were
so
just,
you're telling me, I'm sorry to interrupt,
yes.
You know, you're telling me that they're showing pictures
on
the wall to people that are blind sitting in a room facing the wall.
Right, so they had no idea they were being showed pictures.
Okay.
And yet their amygdalas registered fear because of the frightening pictures, even though they couldn't see them. And they did the same research study on sighted people, but they showed the picture for such a short amount of time that the people in the room said, we didn't see anything. They couldn't consciously register that picture. And still their amygdalas were stimulated with fear by looking at those frightening pictures. And so that shows how super sensitive the amygdala is, and we don't really understand how come it does that, but it is very sensitive.
So it was only the subconscious registering.
That's right. The subconscious mind was registering the pictures.
Interesting, and that kicked off the reaction in the amygdala, even if, A, you weren't sighted, or B, it wasn't shown long enough for you to actually see it.
Right. And I mean, and so that explains how come many of us are living at least a low level of anxiety continually. We may not realize it, but we are.
Wow. Well, with all of that, all the research you just shared with us and the reaction and the stress that it causes, how does the amygdala even help us in our society today and how we go about our lives? Can it help and how does it if it does?
Well, it still helps us because there are times when we need to be warned very early about something that's dangerous. It keeps us from taking undue risks without considering and weighing the consequences. So it alerts us to, hey, this could be dangerous, so that we can look at it with our conscious mind then and evaluate the risk. So that's all good. It just does its job a little too well.
So it kicks in the fight or flight scenario. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Uh-huh. And sometimes we're not aware that we're in fight or flight. It's only by looking at the brain that we can see it stimulated. But it causes at least a level of anxiety, and we call what I think we most commonly call stress.
Okay. Well, I think by now it's probably pretty obvious, but I'm going to ask the question anyway, is how does that amygdala reaction, how can it hurt our success in a day-to-day as we go about our business?
Well, yes. I mean, we've talked about the stress level that it can cause. And if it's really activated, say, in a meeting that gets kind of tense, it can actually shut down our thinking brain so that we are in fight or flight. So then we can't think of anything to say. And I think all of us have experienced that. And it's so frustrating because afterwards you can think of a lot of things to say. So it just shuts down your creativity. It can keep us from even trying new things, from expanding and getting to that next level of success. That's why you see people where they get their business to a certain level of success, and then all of a sudden they just can't seem to make it grow further to the next level that they want it to grow. And that's because there are beliefs that they hold that are activating the amygdala, but that conflict. And so it just stops them dead in their tracks or makes it such a struggle to move forward.
So it seems like, based on what you said, there would be like two scenarios. One would be like, I mean, it's a phrase we use commonly. I was like a deer in the headlights.
Right.
And then the other scenario would be like where you're actively sabotaging or moving away from what it is you're facing.
Right. And we'll call it all kinds of things, you know. Oh, I just haven't done that because I'm too busy. I just procrastinate. Or we may just consider ourselves downright lazy because we're not taking action. But we're just being shut down by fear, and sometimes without even realizing it's fear that's stopping us.
Do you think sometimes that people, when they say, oh, I'm just not interested in that anymore, could that be one of those cases
too?
Yeah.
I just don't feel like doing it anymore. It's not, I thought I was interested, now I'm not. Just ways of our brain taking care of us or trying to keep us safe. It's just excuses for fear.
Interesting. Okay. So what can we do to work with our amygdala so that it benefits us?
There's lots of different steps you can take to work with and calm your amygdala. I really only have time to share one today, but the one that I want to share with you is to have, when you set a goal and it stretches you and it scares you a little bit, to take the time to write a compelling reason why, to have a purpose for it. I mean, we've all heard these really extreme stories of a mother that lifts a car off their child, or, you know, someone who does something very frightening to save someone. It's because they had such a huge compelling reason why they should do that, that now instead of focusing on the amygdala, they are focusing on another part of their brain, and that's the prefrontal cortex. And so it actually takes the energy away from the amygdala. So they're no longer feeling fear. They're instead feeling that purpose of, this is what I want to do. This is really important to me. So having that reason why can really help calm the amygdala and help you move forward.
So when they move to action, then that takes away the effect of the overstimulation of the amygdala?
Yes, I mean, that can help too, is just by taking action. But just even by thinking, taking the time to think through, what is your real purpose for wanting this goal? What is your purpose for moving forward? You're using another part of your brain when you're asking yourself that question.
Oh.
That then moves that energy, requires energy to that part of the brain. That'll help actually calm the amygdala.
Interesting. Okay. So what is a simple step, a simple activity that you can give us and our listeners to take home and do on their own to leverage the amygdala as they move forward.
Okay. Well, and it's like we were talking about before, having a strong reason why. So take a goal that's a huge stretch for you, but that you really want, and write it down on a piece of paper. Write it in present tense as if it's happening right now. So I double my revenue this year, and then write the number and everything. So it's very clear to your mind what that goal is. And then the next step is ask yourself, why? What's in it for me? Why do I want this? What will I do with the extra revenue that I bring in? Does that excite me? And why does it excite me? And then just write about it. Get it down on paper so that it's right in front of you. And look at it, read it, and ask yourself, am I excited about this? Is it compelling enough? If it's not, then work on it till it is. And then by reading that every single day, it'll actually help calm the amygdala, because you are now focusing on, why do I want this goal? And so taking steps towards it will be much easier when you have that clear reason why. So that's something you can do. Just take home and do it, and it can be very helpful.
Wow, that's amazing. Thank you for sharing with that.
You're welcome.
Sharing that with us and about the amygdala and how it can help us when we know how to keep it under control.
Right.
We also learned how it consistently holds us back. As mentioned, this is only the first of the three secrets on how to discover the three proven brain secrets to eliminate stress, anxiety, and overwhelm. Up next, we have the second secret on how your brain can make or break your success. Please watch your inbox for an email containing the link to that second video. Thank you for listening.